Hola, this is Jani, and I'll be sharing my life as an employee. In this week's podcast, I wanted to share something personal and something that I am knowledgeable enough to talk about. That is being an employee. As I mentioned in my very first episode, I am a mass communication graduate from the Philippines and working now here in Dubai. I have been an employee for 8 years since I finished college in 2012. So I know, alam ko naman, di pa ako ganun ka-expert as a career woman. But that's the essence of this podcast. I'll be sharing my journey so far and how do I get by. Alam naman natin, hindi madali yung adulting. So, you may take this as advice from your ate or just light reminders as you take on your own journey. So first, short background lang or look back on how I started. When I graduated in college, I was tired, to be honest. Nakakapagod maging estudyante, diba? Sobrang drained na ako from studying. Since, syempre, considering na we have been studying ever since we were like 5 or 6, diba? And not to brag naman, I was a diligent student nung kalakasan ko. medyo masipag akong mag-aral. And it's our whole life then, yung pag-aaral, diba? So, I don't know about you, but ako, I had this moment na I just wanted to take a rest muna. I was also confused kung anong type of job ba yung gusto kong kunin or gusto kong pasukin. And to be honest, this perception, I feel very blessed to at least have this luxury to even consider taking a rest. Kasi I know for some people na they had to work agad or even working na sila while they were students. And I acknowledge yung superpowers nila. Like, how? Paano, diba? Like, you know, it must have been tough for them, but they are surviving. So, if like me, you had moments or you're having moments na you want to take a break, it's a very valid feeling. Sana. I know we have our own struggles, but let's not forget to be grateful and recognize our privileges then. So anyway, bago pa maiba yung topic, I was exhausted and confused when I graduated. I was not sure if I want to work na or to pursue a different path. Kaya I was not persistent sa paghahanap ng work. But after 2 months, I got a call from my university's HR. The university where I graduated from, I got a call from them. And I got the chance to apply for a job as a marketing assistant sa marketing communications department amin. And I applied for it, did my interviews, and I got the job. And that's how my career in advertising started. Initially, I was a digital marketing assistant for a few years. Then later on, I advanced to becoming a program assistant. And I got promoted as the department coordinator in a span of 5 years. I would say na it's both luck and hard work. Lucked or blessed kasi the position got empty and I was present when they were looking for someone to take on the challenge. And hard work naman kasi I guess for others it must be exciting to get promotion or to get promoted. And I would be ungrateful kung sabihin kong hindi ko siya gusto. But this kind of chances comes with more responsibility and of course more workload. So I got scared then, and like my family, I was just in my early 20s. Kaya ko ba yon? Can I do it? So I had to work hard to prove not only to others, not only to my bosses, but most especially to myself na I deserve this blessing. So I worked hard talaga to learn and be more diligent sa work. And yes, after a colorful 5 years of many ups and countless downs and working in a university, I decided to take a leap of faith and went abroad. Sabi nga nila, for greener pastures. I won't deny that. Pero I also think it was also a way for me to get out of my comfort zone. Kaya in 2017, I resigned and flew to Dubai, got my second job and my current work here ngayon sa advertising agency as a media executive and personal assistant sa operations manager. I don't want to get into too much detail for privacy purposes. But yes, that is my career journey in a nutshell. So far, in the 8 years of being an employee, shinare ko lang yung credentials ba? I mean, the position where I am coming from. But I wanted to highlight, siguro on this episode, is kung paano hindi naging madali maging employee. I know lahat tayo, we have our battles sa work life and career natin. And given my line of work, advertising, given na yung pagiging toxic, busy, and that you have to work under pressure, meeting targets and deadlines after deadlines. In short, like any other job, it is not an easy road to take. Kaya naman, in this next part, I want to share a few of the many lessons I have learned working in such pressuring and busy field. But in a general context, like kahit anong field mo pa, I think and I hope this will be helpful sa'yo. Like for me, these are the things that help me or guide me to get by sa busy work life. So first, something I learned from my mother na sinasabi niya sa akin since estudyante pa lang ako is number one, ask questions. Lagi ko naalala yung sinasabi niya na it's better to ask stupid questions than to do stupid things. And true, di ba? If you know me personally, I can be really shy in a personal note. But when it comes to work, I ask questions kahit nakakahiya. It's part of the learning process. If the instruction wasn't clear, ask your boss, what do you mean? Or can you elaborate, please? Asking questions can be hard, especially when you don't know what to ask or where to begin. Kaya we need to listen carefully pa din. And keep in mind that it's better to ask something stupid than to just go with something we are not sure about. Also, one thing now we need to avoid is making assumptions. We need to have concrete basis. Hindi pwede yung na-assume mo lang, you just assumed na ganito, ganyan. Siguro sa love life, pwede. Hindi maiwasan maging assumera. Joke. Pero seriously, sa work, para sa akin, it's a no-no. Kaya ask questions. Ask first before we make assumptions. Sabi nga nila, the answer is always no until we ask. Next, obey first before you complain. I think I learned this nung nagsi-CAT pa ako ng high school, one of the military disciplines. And sobrang naging useful siya nung nag-start na ako mag-work. This doesn't mean na you will blindly follow them on everything or if it's against your values. But what I meant to say is, in work, before we reject an idea or say na ang hirap naman yan, hindi ko kaya yan, bakit ganito, bakit ganyan, we need to listen first. We need to learn muna. I included this principle because all of us will start from the beginning and from a point na hindi pa natin alam kung anong gagawin on what to do. Diba? So instead of using your time complaining without even trying, it would be better to obey first. And if chances are we have better options, at least we tried first. And now you can recommend a better option or better idea coming from an experience, diba? Third and connected to the last one is to never stop learning. Never stop growing. Alam ko narinig nyo na to, but it is what it is. Change is inevitable. Hindi natin maiwasan yung change. Kaya if we stop learning, how can we move forward, diba? Kaya if we stop learning, how can we move forward? How can we grow as an employee? Or, of course, as a person? Hindi ko sure if you have felt the same. But ako before, I felt like what's stopping me from growing or learning is my fear to change. But I realize na growing is not losing our old self. It doesn't mean that we will lose who we are, but it is more about discovering ourselves better and getting to know ourselves better, diba? So we need to continue learning and growing if we want to reach our highest potential. Tama ba? I mean, if we want to be successful, whatever it means to you, we need to grow. Next, fourth of the short unsolicited advice, career advices. Is a quote na lagi ko sinusulat sa post-its ko by Winston Churchill. It is not enough that we do our best. Sometimes we need to do what is required. And ang tough, diba? You may not agree on this one, pero it keeps me motivated and focused. Na minsan napapa, I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. Diba? Pag sobrang daming work, parang, ginawa ko naman lahat. But I tend to forget na my best doesn't mean the best for others. Doesn't mean the best for them. I was told many times to make it happen, to do my best, and to go an extra mile. And the pressure really gets the best of me. Yun bang nakaka-drain just to think of it. So, to somehow ease the pressure I put on myself and to make it much simple sa isip ko. In terms of work, instead of identifying na, is this my best? Ito na ba yung best na kaya ko? I just try to do what is required, what is right. And usually, this comes with the best results. Lastly, what I always tell to myself and to my friends, hard work always pays off. Medyo contradicting ba dun sa last one? But hear me out. The last one is about how I mentally prepare myself to get things done. But this last reminder that hard work pays off speaks about our attitude towards work. We may think that our situation is unfair, na parang we gave so much to our work, but kulang pa rin yung natatanggap natin pabalik. Like, no one appreciates our efforts, or wala namang bayad yung OT natin. But in one way or another, lahat ng bagay na we do, with passion and effort, meron at meron siyang balik to us. Yes, like karma, di ba? Good or bad, we reap what we sow. So better, always give good, di ba? So as I end this episode, let me also share a Bible verse that I always keep close to my heart. In Colossians 3:23, it says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters." This reminds me that in busy and tough days, I should always keep my values, to be fair to others, to be honest with work, and to be helpful. That's it for this short episode on getting by busy work life. I hope you learned something, or if not, it reminded you or affirmed your point of views as well. We all have different roads to take, and we have different approaches in doing life. So, how do I end this? For comments, suggestions, and violent reactions, reach me through This is Johnny Pod in Instagram. Until the next one, bye!